It's a pretty heavy-duty psalm. So we're going to begin our exploration of the power of God this morning with a little lighter joke that reminds us that there are some limits to God's power. One Sunday afternoon, an older couple in their very late 90s, they were 98 and 99, were listening to a religious station on the radio because they were too frail to go to church anymore. The preacher said, "If you put one hand on the radio and one hand on whatever you want healed, I will heal it for you." So the old woman put one hand on the radio and one hand on her heart. The old man tried to not let the old woman see, but he put one hand on the radio and one hand The old woman looked over and said, "Oh, honey, he said he had the power to heal, not to raise the dead." I might be defrocked for this, but I thought, it's okay. There are limits to our powers. Yes. Last week, we began our seven-week series on How to Know God by Deepak Chopra. In this book, Chopra suggests that there are seven levels to knowing God, which we grow and evolve into and touch through various experiences in our lives. I believe it is essential to have an understanding of who God is for us, because what we worship is what we ourselves become. Or as Chopra puts it, who God is for us, God is as we are. For instance, if we think of God as judgmental or angry, so too are we. If we understand God as loving and gracious, so do we become. So I'm going to remind us of Chopra's seven stages of knowing. So we have slide one. In our lives, we hopefully move through these seven stages. Last week, we looked at stage one, God the Protector. Today, we're exploring stage two, God the Almighty. Stage three, next week, is God of Peace. Stage four, God the Redeemer. Stage five, God the Creator. Stage six, God of Miracles. And stage seven, God of Pure Being, I Am. Last week, we looked at stage one, God the Protector, in which God is understood as having these qualities. Slide two. We explored God as unfathomable, as quick to anger, as capricious, as meting out reward and punishment, as judgmental, vengeful, and jealous. And today we're exploring the second level of knowing God, God the Almighty, the Sovereign, Omnipotent, the Answerer of Prayers, Just, Impartial, Rational, organized into rules. In this stage of knowing God, we are wrestling to understand the omnipotence or the power of God, that all might belongs to God. At this stage, we believe that God is the one in charge of everything, and we, as the psalmist was singing about, are insignificant. We're like dust, like the withering grass. And so, because we feel insignificant and disempowered and powerless, we look to God to be like a Santa Claus, a powerful figure who can deliver us to the things we want in life if we can make ourselves worthy of God's approval. In the movie Bruce Almighty, anyone seen Bruce Almighty? It was back a few years ago. Yeah. In the movie Bruce Almighty, we see this understanding of God as Almighty as stage two. Bruce Nolan, played by Jim Carrey, is an ambitious but very frustrated TV reporter who always gets the most insignificant stories to report on. And so he seeks to compete with his coworkers to make the big time and to become anchor. Feeling frustrated and insignificant, he complains to God the Almighty about how his life is turning out. So God, played by Morgan Freeman, shows up and gives Bruce the power of the Almighty to help him learn some lessons about power. In this very brief scene, we are seeing Bruce getting the first taste of what it means to live into stage two understanding of God the Almighty. Relating to God at this stage, we're usually feeling overwhelmed by life and seeking the power of God to do something to fix our lives. We are aware that we need some kind of power beyond ourselves to help us. When we were children, the adults in our lives seemed to have all the power. They made all the decisions and told us what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And we needed to be obedient and follow the rules. When we get older, we simply superimpose those same powers that were on our parents onto the God of the universe, who must be even bigger and more powerful than our parents, whom we now must obey and revere even more than we did our parents. Let's look at this level, stage two, in more depth according to Deepak Chopra's understanding of God, which we put in chart form. And it's a comparison of stage one and stage two. So looking at the top left, who is God? If we're at stage one, God is the protector. What kind of world did God create? A world of bare survival, which we talked about last week. Who am I? I am responding in fight or flight, and I am a survivor in the world. How do I fit in? I cope. How do I find God? Through fear and loving devotion. We could go to the next slide. What is the nature of good and evil? At stage one, God is good is safety, comfort, food, shelter, and family, and evil is physical threat and abandonment. What is my life challenge? To survive, protect, and maintain. What is my biggest hurdle? The fear of loss and abandonment. What is my greatest temptation? Tyranny. What is my greatest strength? Courage. Last week, when I was exploring God the Protector, I thought a lot about our friend Tina, who lived on our premises for several months. And what, because we were forced to remove her belongings to another storage space and she had to leave this property because of the rules around not having someone encamp on your space, I knew that she is in that space. She is in that feeling of stage one of fear of loss and abandonment and feeling tyrannized by society when her challenge is to survive, protect, and maintain. And she needs courage to do that. It's helpful, I think, to try to figure out, because right now I'm not in that place, because for me life is more than survival. But for someone who is homeless living on the street, they understand the God of stage one. Let's flip back to stage two. Thanks. At stage, the next one. At stage two, going down to the lighter blue, who is God? God is the Almighty. What kind of world did God create? A world of competition and ambition. Who am I in that? I'm reactive, and I react out of my ego and personality. How do I fit into the world? I seek to win. How do I find God? Through awe and obedience. What is the nature of good and evil for me at stage two? Good is getting what you want, like we saw Bruce Almighty getting what he wanted. And evil is any obstacle to getting what you want. What is my life challenge? Maximum achievement. What is my biggest hurdle? Guilt and victimization. What is my greatest temptation? Addiction. And what is my greatest strength? Accomplishment. I'm sure we can all relate to an understanding of God the Almighty. There are all times in our lives when we've been overwhelmed by life and prayed for some kind of intervention to change the situation and turn to God as the super fixer-upper of our lives. In Psalm 90, which Jillian read, the psalmist, whom some have ascribed to Moses, sings about the power of God and feels that the events of his life, the devastation of what has happened to his people, are a direct result of God's power, understood as anger. The psalmist feels disempowered over the seeming insignificance and brevity of his 70, perhaps if he's lucky and strong, 80 years. Life for the psalmist has been an endurance test, and God, the one who has determined it. And he asks God, how much longer will he live like this? And he asks God for God's help, to give the psalmist perspective, to help the psalmist glimpse his majesty, and holds out hope in the labor of his human hands. At stage two, we are often feeling picked on by life and have come to believe that we must have done something to displease God to be experiencing these difficulties. And we decide if that we can correct that, if we can be obedient to the laws of God, then perhaps life will become a little bit easier. And some people at this stage, like Jim Carrey's character, decide to adopt, to co-opt the power of God and misuse their own personal power in order to become the winners in life, being ambitious and competitive. Haven't we seen this on the world stage in this last year? World leaders like Trump, Putin, and Kim vying for omnipotence, to be all-powerful, believing that they can impose their destructive will onto others because it's their due in their position of power. They play out the God Almighty, the God of power understood at level two. As they understand God as the Almighty, so too do they begin to think of themselves as Almighty and misuse the power they have acquired for their own purposes. But as you and I know, this is not a healthy or helpful journey for either our soul's maturation or anyone else in our lives. So the spiritual path that needs to be to evolve or to movement that we need from this stage of knowing God is to move from a misuse and abuse of power to the humility of empowerment. At stage two level of maturation, we begin to realize that it isn't about power over another, but about the inner empowerment of ourselves. The psalmist begins his song attributing all the power to God, a negative power, a destructive power that he ascribes to God. But by the end of the psalm, the psalmist is recognizing that some of the power of choice belongs to the psalmist. And the psalmist comes into some empowerment of making choices to work hard and prosper, and to begin to step into the awe, the awesomeness. The psalmist begins to recognize that as humans, we do have some power. God is not omnipotent. We have the power to choose how we will live. We have the power to love with an incredible love. We have the power to create. Everything in this room was created by a human. First began as thought, and then was created. We have the power to heal. When we go to the healing room and the healers work on us, God's power is moving through their hands, helping our hearts and minds and spirits and bodies to heal. Doctors and nurses have power, the power of knowledge to help us heal. And we all have the power to forgive and give grace. When we begin to recognize that we humans have been empowered by God and that our powers can be used positively, we can use that power to benefit our world. According to Chopra, at stage two, we need to make a shift from fearing the power of God as a negative power over an abusive power, an omnipotence, and to come to a place of humility in which we adhere to the ethic laws of community, stop being afraid of God's power or our own, begin to use the positive powers for the benefit of the world, and stand in awe of the wonders and beauty and mystery of this universe. We were shifting in the children's story. We didn't shift, we just started there. And I didn't want the children to begin in that sense of that God is some of this destruction. We didn't want them to begin in Psalm 90. How horrible to be introduced to a God of Psalm 90, where God is angry and punitive. And you know, we do that. We talked about it in Bible study this week of, you know, one of the first stories we teach our children is the flood, because it's got cute animals in it. But we talk about God was angry and destroyed the world, and only a few survived. What kind of God are we introducing our children to? As they pointed out in Bible study, oh yeah, but I never thought of myself as the bad people that were being destroyed. I thought of myself as I'm on the boat. But a child hearing that for the first time could think, am I on the boat or am I off the boat? And we have introduced them to this powerful, angry, omnipotent God, this vengeful sovereign. This week, I was reading about Boyne Johnston. Did you read about Boyne Johnston? He was the chief teller at the Imperial Bank of Canada in Ottawa 60 years ago. And he really enjoyed the power of his position as a bank teller. And so one day, he plotted and planned, and he walked out with $260,000 that he stole from the bank. And he was in stage two. I'll just use this power for myself. And he went on a giant shopping spree in the U.S., playing the big shot with the ladies, and just having a fine time. Until after 17 days, he was caught, and he was sentenced to 4 years in prison. So 60 years later, which is today, he learns that the bank that he had robbed has now been renovated in Ottawa into an upscale restaurant. So he decides to return to the scene of the crime. And when the staff found out who he was and his history, they asked him, so was it worth it? He said, "You know, I always knew I was going to get caught. And after the 17 days on the lam, I was glad it was over." But he said, the experience that he's the most grateful for is the experience of going to prison. Because he said, after you've been in prison, then you understand how amazing it is to get to live a free life. He said, every day after I got out of prison has been the best day of my life. We live in a place where we have so much freedom. We have been given so much power. None of us can comprehend the wonderful power that all of us have sitting here, this free will, that incredible power each of us possesses. And so the question at level two is, how shall I use this power that has been given to me in this gift of life? Yesterday, we celebrated the life of Daryl Craig in this sanctuary. Daryl was a principal of Bellinas. He was a principal of Qualicum. He was a big man with a lot of power, just in his physical big presence. He was given power in his maleness. He was given power in that he was a star athlete. He was given power in his intelligence. Because of all those things, he carried a lot of power. And he used it well for the benefit of his students, his teachers, the parents, and this community. And so because he used his power well, at the close of his life, he experienced deep peace. When we truly begin to understand God the Almighty and recognize that we too have holy powers of love, of choice, of forgiveness and grace within each of us to use wisely and well. And when we do that, then we can truly stand in awe and wonder of the God who gifted us, which is the God. And we can make our way to know the God of stage three, the God of peace, which is the God of our exploration next Sunday. So may we too use the powers God has entrusted with each one of us wisely and well this day, that we may know God the Almighty in the most wonderful sense of what that means. And may we stand in awe and wonder at the majesty of the home in which we dwell. May it be so. Amen.